manslaughter trial, the case stemming from the fatal movie set shooting in 2021. CBS's Elise Preston is covering in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
The prosecution is expected to lay out the groundwork that Mr. Baldwin acted with negligence, that he was reckless on set with guns. The defense is supposed to lay a very different groundwork. Yesterday, during jury selection, they asked jurors if they had the ability to question investigators, to question even prosecutors, and question this whole entire process.
A top Democrat has spoken up today about President Biden's future in the 2024 campaign. CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
Just this morning, you had the former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, very influential in the party, seeming to suggest that President Biden hasn't made up his mind yet, and he still has time to change it. This White House is trying to deal with the challenges as they arise and knock them down, but then new things come up.
Today, Biden meets with the executive council of the AFL-CIO to make his case with big labor. And he'll join NATO allies in Washington, their first full day of summit work. CBS's Cammie McCormick says the war in Ukraine is a chief concern.
Arriving in the U.S., Britain's new prime minister, Keir Starmer, said Ukraine is very much on the agenda.
It's all about standing together with our allies, discussing practically how we provide further support for Ukraine, and send a very, very clear message to Putin that we will stand against Russian aggression.
The war has caused heavy casualties in Ukraine, which is now enlisting Ukrainians in Europe to join the fight. An estimated 300,000 Ukrainian men of fighting age are believed to be living in Poland alone.
A confirmed tornado spawned by the remnants of Hurricane Beryl caused extensive damage in Mount Vernon, Indiana, southwest of Evansville. Fire Chief Jay Price says there's a lot to clean up, but no casualties.
It's heartbreaking to see this, you know. I mean, it's people's livelihoods. People work here. You know, they're going to be displaced from work now. And you just worry about their lives and their safety.
The power outage is still a major concern in East Texas, where Beryl came ashore. High heat and humidity have added to the situation there. Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is asking a federal judge today to convert his personal bankruptcy case into a Chapter 7 liquidation and appoint a trustee to sell off his assets. Creditors call it a stalling tactic. Wall Street. Right now the Dow is up 26 points. NASDAQ up 48. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 27-year-old second-shift custodian at Mitchell Middle School in Racine was arrested for possessing child sex abuse materials. Nicholas Wadnoski is being held on a $50,000 bond. An investigation into unregistered Airbnbs in Racine revealed over 100 unlicensed properties. 19 operators do have proper permits. The Public Health Department is asking people running the Airbnbs and Vrbo properties to get the permits. The iconic Orpheum building in downtown Kenosha is being put up for sale. The 28,000-square-foot French Renaissance building on 6th Avenue was built in the 1920s. Bob Slominski has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a hit-and-run that seriously injured a We Energies flagger in Burlington last year. It happened while Slominski was heading to an alcohol assessment class and had a pending case for his third OWI. The National Nuclear Security Administration has been flying a helicopter over Milwaukee to measure radiation levels ahead of the Republican National Convention. The Department of Energy says the testing is to establish baseline radiation levels in the city before the RNC starts on Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers reload for the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight between the Brewers and the Pirates at AmFam Field. Last night was a mess. The crew giving up 5 home runs, including a grand slam by catcher Joey Bart, on the way to a 12-2 win over the Brewers. So how can the Pirates, who have struggled to get to 500, blow out the first place Brewers? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's the division, and those guys know us and we know them, and we go back and forth no matter what the records are or whatever. They're a really good good team, and they got really good pitching.
Hockey, the NHL bringing a preseason game to Milwaukee between the Chicago Blackhawks and the St. Louis Blues in October. It'll be at Fiserv Forum. Tennis, after winning a match at Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic lashed out at fans for allegedly booing him, even though his opponent was named Holger Rune.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Spots of sun will shine through this afternoon, also bringing along chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. If we get underneath one of them, we could see some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, today, highs hitting the upper 70s with calm winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits WRJN. And I don't know if you heard about this, or maybe you don't care, but did you see that Target is going to stop accepting checks at the end of this week? You won't be able to write a check there. This would have screwed up my mom. I mean, she wrote checks in a drive-thru at McDonald's, but I wonder how hard this is going to be on your elderly parents.
Look at Molly now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got breakfast on a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Low hip hurts. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pumpkin and I like them like that. Devil with the blue red, blue red.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. I know, 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 I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime.
WRJM with local news and timeless hits. Tell a friend, ain't no song better than Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine. I know. How many times does he say, I know? Don Rosen had the number on his show on Monday, and he told me, and I went, wow. And then I promptly forgot how many times Bill Withers says, I know. And I tried to count it during the song, but I didn't get through. And then I realized, you know, why bother? Because has even knowing the Midnight Ride of the Paul Revere, knowing just about the entire poem, has that ever done anything for me? And knowing the national anthem and being able to sing it at a ballpark, has that ever done anything for me? No, and it hurts everybody else's ears. So I thought, Speaking of Don Rosen, though, he's got the mayor, Corey Mason, of the city of Racine on his show tomorrow morning right here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Nair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Nair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, whoa. much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. History.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and occasionally the weather. They got a chance of showers and thunderstorms like you do every day in Racine and Kenosha this time of the year. It's 74 right now with sunshine.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Photographs to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJM. But you know what we're missing? A little bit of soul. It's Music Explosion on WRJN. Timeless Hits, WRJN, a little bit of song. I just love these 2 minute songs. I mean, the only bad part is you can't go to the bathroom for 5 hours. But other than that, I love these 2 minute songs. You get to hear so many of them when they're all 2 minutes long. Hey, we did not have it last week because of the 4th of July. But tomorrow, we are talking about Racine's Harbor Market. It's back. It's just cool, and it's right by the lake. So you need to check it out. July 11th, tomorrow, 4 to 7, and you can get more details about all the products that are going to be there and just the vendors at downtownracine.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Frustrations with Wisconsin state prisons are coming to a head. The Assembly's Corrections Committee held a hearing yesterday after several guards were charged in the recent deaths of two inmates. Rebecca Aubart's husband is doing time at the Stanley Prison.
There isn't capital punishment in Wisconsin, and people are dying.
Former staffers described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors, and former inmates talked about being denied food and medicine. Communities which lost their two-year University of Wisconsin branch campuses can now get up to $2 million in grants. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee released the money yesterday. Six two-year campuses are closed or plan to close soon. Leaders blame lower enrollment and budget cuts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Caledonia man arrested for child sex abuse materials was a second shift custodian at Mitchell Middle School in Racine. 27-year-old Nicholas Wadnoski is being held on a $50,000 bond after police say they found over 40,000 child sex abuse images on his computers. A complaint says he admitted to sharing the pictures and had been doing so for a couple of years. Racine Unified says he's currently on unpaid administrative leave. A recent crackdown on unregistered Airbnbs in Racine has revealed over 100 unlicensed properties. Only 19 operators got permits to run the properties on Airbnb in Verbo. The Public Health Department started using a new data analysis program that ended up searching Airbnb in Verbo and found the discrepancies. The Health Department is telling operators to get the proper permits, which involve yearly inspections. The iconic Orpheum building in downtown Kenosha is hitting the market. The owner has announced plans to sell the historic property he's held since 2016. The 28,000-square-foot building is anticipated to draw interest from investors looking to further Kenosha's downtown revitalization efforts. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Spots of sun will shine through this afternoon, also bringing along chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. If we get underneath one of them, we could see some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, today, highs hitting the upper 70s with calm winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Tell a friend. And the Brewers. The Brewers last night. But the Brewers tonight. Pregame show at 6:35. The Pirates be in town.
2 minutes for one heart to be crying. 2 minutes for one heart. Way down at me. But watch out.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too, like this one from Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. On a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow, I am a rock, I
no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
WRJN.
Stones, had an old gold chair and a place of my own, but the biggest kick I ever got.
local news. And now, Chimeless Hits, WRJN, Elton John, Crocodile Rock. A salmon-o-rama, not a word about having any kind of crocodile there, but it's going to be at the lakefront starting this Friday and going all the way through next week. And here's the stuff you miss when you don't live in Milwaukee. You miss the fact that salmon-o-rama has been going on for 50 years, 50th anniversary, and this time we get bringing in the, well, actually, I think they did the last year, bringing in the food trucks, raffles, bands, and of course, salmon. I bet you there's even salmon tacos. I'd like to try that. Get all the details at salmon-o-rama.com.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/rewarding. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what it's like, rule is four. But I know that one and one is two.
This is WRJN and Herman's Hermits. I'll be on there for a couple of nights at the Wisconsin State Fair. Boy, I can't believe we're talking about the Wisconsin State Fair now. That's crazy. John Fogerty will be near us later this month. Here he is in CCR. Timeless Hits. You know, I realized I told you John Fogerty is coming later this month and then didn't tell you when or where. And that's not fair. John Fogerty, actually, August 2nd at the American Family Amphitheater. Where is that? You know, I just realized that used to be the Marcus Amphitheater. Now they call it something else. Stuart J. Waddles with local news and Mike Clemens coming up right after this from the Guess Who.
On my way to better things. I found myself some way.